ladies and gentlemen, it's game time. And here's your hosts, Megan and Melissa.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone.
Hello and welcome to Game Time. This is UCLAradio.com. Game Time is every Monday from 4 to 5, and we always do trivia and fun games and word games. It's a funtasm. That's a fantastic word.
Yeah, a fantastic word.
My name is Melissa.
I'm Megan.
And our intern is
Alana.
She's going to be playing the music for us today, as well as helping us keep score.
Yes, and this week is a very special week.
We're doing something we've never done before.
Experiment. It's college after all. So what we're going to do is have a host versus host. I know, you're all gasping in surprise. So I've prepared some questions for Melissa.
And I've prepared some questions for Megan.
All right.
Alana will be taking our score. And yeah, so let's see. Think of a number, Alana, from 1 to 20.
1 to 20.
Okay, Megan, you choose first.
13.
7.
What's the number, Alana?
The number is 17.
So
oh! Okay, fine. I guess you win this time, but I'm going to win the actual tournament. So you're going to start us off with questions. What's our first segment?
Our first segment is something that I've called, I'm just going to do a liner on the spot, Funderwear!
Funderwear? Is this... Oh, no.
Seriously, I was serious. I came up with 15 questions about underwear.
Send help. I don't know anything except for that I wear it.
Yes. Well, I mean, I wasn't going to be like, here's some earth science questions.
Because I would get all of those.
Get them all right. So I tried to do one of my games. I guess, actually, let's go over the themes of our games.
No. Well, it'll be a surprise.
I'm very proud of mine, too.
Okay,
so,
fine.
Funderwear has, I guess I'll ask you 10 of these questions.
Okay.
And here's question numero uno. 10-year-old Jack Singer of Warwick, New York, wore how many pairs of underwear simultaneously on June 13th, 2010, to break the world record of... There's a world record of pairs of underwear worn simultaneously. What is the world record? 67, 150... 215 or 407?
215.
That is correct.
Yay!
Oh, no, we don't have it correct.
Yay!
Yay! Yes, he broke the previous record of 200 pairs. Good job, 10-year-old
Jackson. Yay! Wait, really fast, can we switch so you can do the sound effects over here? Okay, we're going to give a doot 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 doot. We're back. Okay, so that was question number one. Question number two. Which country's women celebrate New Year's by wearing red underwear for good luck? Oh. Is it A, Ireland, B, China, C, Italy, or D, France?
China.
That is wrong.
Yeah. New Year's red. Whoa.
I know, but red underwear specifically. So, yay. Not yay.
What's
the right answer is Italy.
Italy.
Yeah, Italy, they wear red underwear specifically. So, okay, one wrong, one right. Number three, men's briefs were invented in 1935. A contemporary magazine ad touted which characteristic of men's briefs in their ad? A, the manly silhouette. B, the lack of underwear lines. C, the breathable fabric. Or D, the restful buoyancy.
I want to go for buoyancy.
And that is...
Yes!
Correct! Yes, it was the restful buoyancy. It keeps playing children cheering after.
Okay. Uncheck it.
Yeah, I did. I just did. But yes, the restful buoyancy. Yes.
Okay, next.
Which underwear is the most popular underwear worn by 37% of American women? Is it A, the bikini, B, briefs, C, thongs, or D, boy shorts?
I'm going to say bikini.
That is correct.
Has bikini underwear.
Yeah. Except for,
it's
yeah.
Yeah, it's a
I don't know, not for me. I don't want to get too personal.
Okay.
Anyway, but yeah, briefs came in behind by 23%. Thongs were 19%, and boy shorts were 17%, and 4% was other.
Yeah, boy shorts are really comfortable.
No, I think they're uncomfortable.
You think they're uncomfortable?
Yeah.
If they're like,
a lot of things are uncomfortable.
If they're the right fabric, they can be really comfortable.
Yeah, I wear them for undie run.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good undie run because you get good coverage. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't want to slip anything.
Yeah, but if I'm wearing them under anything, they definitely ride around.
Okay.
Oh. Anyway.
That's on the fabric, I guess.
Was that there?
Where was Victoria's Secret founded? Was it in New York, San Francisco, Chicago, or Los Angeles?
Gonna go for Chicago.
And you would be incorrect. It was in San Francisco.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. It said that the inventor wanted to make a underwear shop that reminded him of the Victorian boudoir shops.
Okay.
So it succeeded.
Okay.
It's like being transported in time when you walk into one of those girly pink shops.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I don't shop there. I don't know. I think it's overpriced. Yeah.
It is overpriced and they don't size you correctly.
Yeah.
I sometimes go for the sales. I like the underwear. Anyway, how many bra sizes will the average woman wear throughout her life? Is it A, 3, B, 6, C, 8, or D, 10?
When you say bra size, you don't only mean, like, cup size.
No, like bra sizes. How many bra sizes will the average woman wear?
Do I have to guess? Wait, what were the options again?
3, 6, 8, or 10?
6.
That is correct.
Yes. Yeah.
You'll like this one for diehard listeners, all of you. We did a segment last week or the week before on 1,000 Ways to Die, basically.
Yeah.
Someone
died from underwear?
How did a wire-enforced bra kill Burble Zummer in 1995? Did it A, catch on a log while she was swimming and drown her? B, did the metal interfere with her pacemaker? C, was she stabbed by an errant underwire and it punctured her lung? Or D, did the metal attract a bolt of lightning which struck her?
No, it's A, the one about swimming. Is it the one about swimming? Oh my gosh, you are so good at making up the wrong.
I know I am. It was actually the lightning. The metal attracted a bolt of lightning, which struck her and killed her in Australia.
How does it? That is so dumb. Stupid lightning. That's
you're
what I have to say.
Stupid. Okay. You're going to hate this one.
Okay.
Which underwear fabric is recommended for vaginal health? A, lace, B, satin, C, spandex, or D, cotton?
I go spandex. No.
That is wrong.
Is it cotton?
It is cotton.
Wait, okay, because like my roommate, like I'm speaking from experience, definitely had problems with cotton underwear. And when she switched to a different one, she had much better
Well, I think that might be a personal allergy.
Maybe.
Because I not only have I found this on the internet, but, like, doctors have told me. Real life ones.
Okay.
Not internet ones.
I would have said cotton if it weren't for my roommate who was having issues.
Okay. Which historical figure was buried with 145 pairs of underpants? Was it A, King Tut of Egypt? B, Catherine the Great of Russia? C, Elvis Presley? Or D, Cleopatra?
Does Cleopatra wear underwear? Like
I don't know. Well, not now. She's dead.
Can I say Elvis? I'm going to say Elvis. I'm wrong.
Wrong. It was actually King Tut.
Oh,
it
was King Tut?
Yeah. King Tutankhamun of Egypt was buried with 145 pairs of underpants.
What did her underwear look like?
Probably more like loincloths because that's the first sort of what they consider to be underwear.
Okay.
Let's see. What percentage of American men own underwear that is at least 10 years old? A, 9, B, 12, C, 15, or D, 20?
I'm going to go for 15. Oh, send help.
Wrong. Don't worry, it's only 9%.
Okay.
Does that make you feel a little bit better?
A little bit.
It said 4% own underwear that is more than 15 years old. Guys, it's too long.
That's too long.
What is the most popular underwear color amongst women? Is it black, pink, white, or red?
I go with black.
You are incorrect.
At least 10 pairs of black underwear.
It's white, though.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was weird, too. But then I'm just like, oh, like I guess like the Fruit of Looms kind of come in those packs.
I don't have any white underwear.
I have one pair.
Because then yeah, I have to bleach it, and then it's like, I only have one underwear to bleach. Like, I don't have any other white clothes.
So mad. I mean, I own like, one pair of bikini underwear, so.
Oh. But, I mean, like, that's not a color problem. That's not, like, a laundry problem.
It's true.
I have laundry problems with white underwear.
Okay.
What else? Do you have any more?
Yes, I do. I'm just, because I came up with too many, so I'm trying to pick which ones are best. Okay, lead-lined underwear was invented...
Of course.
In response to what? A, possible nuclear war. B, lifeguard training. C, protection from X-ray. Or B, D, animal bite protection for mailmen.
I would say the first three again.
Possible nuclear war, lifeguard training, protection from X-ray, animal bite protection.
Lifeguard training? Oh my
God. Wrong. It was a protection from X-ray. Machines.
TSA thing.
Yeah, like the, like, yeah, for what? TSA
when
thing.
When was that created?
Oh, it was like a bit ago. It wasn't. No. It was further than that. It was during, like, when X-ray was, like, invented.
Like, the, like.
Yeah, know, like, in the 1900s of 1900s. Some kind.
Okay, we don't know.
Yeah.
SOS.
Here's another historical figure one. Yeah. Who wore a chemise dress to court, shocking the country because chemise was only worn
it's a
before.
Chemise.
Okay, chemise, it's like just sort of, okay, it says it was worn before only as underwear. So it's like that little, it's like a little slip type thing that they generally wore as underwear, but this person wore it to court as a dress and like scandalized the whole country. Was it?
Roxy Hart from Chicago.
No.
Just kidding.
Was it A, Queen Elizabeth I, B, Madame de Pompadour, C, Catherine the Great, or D, Marie Antoinette?
You're throwing me off with Marie Antoinette.
Or am I?
Oh, send help. Catherine the Great.
I thought that one was obvious because I used her twice. I couldn't come up with anyone else. It was Marie Antoinette. Catherine the Great? Like, do you not know her at all?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Marie Antoinette.
I think I've asked now 10 questions.
Okay.
So,
what's
I think...
our score? How many did I get right out of 10?
4.
I got 4 out of 10. That's a solid 40%. I got an A on solid.
I'm going to double check how many I asked you. I asked you that one, that one.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about your, do a teaser for the next game before our music break?
No, I think I just want to play music because I'm a little bit upset that I lost that many.
I made them hard. I am sorry.
Okay, so tell us what is next on the playlist.
I'll have to look.
Okay.
Okay, so the next song on this playlist is The Ave by Blue Scholars, and it's kind of like a Seattle throwback.
Chill. You're from Seattle, aren't you?
I went to high school in Seattle, so yeah.
Cool. All right. You're tuned in to Game Time on UCLAradio.com. Stay tuned for more games. Welcome back to Game Time.
I'm Melissa.
I'm Megan.
And with us DJing is...
Alana.
The intern. There we go. Okay, so I just horribly lost that last segment.
Yeah, and I recounted and I asked her 13 questions.
And I only got 4 right.
Yeah.
And I made my questions super easy for you, so...
Well, I asked
it's
you
okay.
Four,
it's okay.
So since you have less, like, I feel like it might even
fewer. Out. Okay. Let's see. Okay, so I'm doing high clues. Yay! High clues! So I'm going to be giving Megan a clue in haiku format that's 5, 7, 5 syllables. And then my theme for this week is villains from movies. I should have made some harder ones. Like, totally, there were some hard ones. I'm like, yeah, she's never going to get that. I should have put those in there.
I'm sorry.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, I still might get some wrong.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I'm going to read the. I want, like,
I'm
chirping.
Nervous.
I want to, like, I should have done that. Like, pull up some, like, chirping haiku music. I don't know
what haiku music is.
Just
should
like, Just, oh, we should all just...
Like some, like, you know, dive bar or something.
I don't know. Maybe I'll have Alana read some, okay, and then I'll pull them up. But let me read you the first one.
Okay.
Hungry for power in an elephant's graveyard, one nasty uncle.
Oh, it's Scar.
Yeah, let's...
The Lion King.
That is correct. Do you want to read the next one? Read number two, but don't read the bolded part and talk into this...
Don't show me. I'm a cheater.
Robbed from head to toe, breathes heavily behind you, burnt and disfigured.
Do you mean robed from head to toe?
Yes.
Robbed from head to toe. Horribly disfigured. Can you read it again? Sorry.
Yes. Robbed from head to toe, breathes heavily behind you, burnt and disfigured.
It's obviously Star Wars. I just can't tell if it's the Emperor because he's robed or if it's Darth Vader because he breathes heavily. Can I guess them both? Or no, because I guess... All right, I'm going to guess robed from head to toe. All right, I'm going to say Darth Vader, though.
Okay, that's right. Okay. That's right. Okay, I found some music. Let's see if this sounds good. This is perfect. Okay, I'm going to read the next one for you. Frozen for decades, a pinky up to his mouth, owns sharks with lasers.
With freaking lasers?
That is correct. From Austin Powers. Okay, next question. These are soups easy.
I'm sorry.
Face covered in green, avenging her sister's death, pining for red shoes.
It's the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yes, that is correct. Okay, ding, pinwheel on the computer. I still have the yoga music playing. Okay. You're gonna like this one.
Okay.
Large white eyebrows, brainwashing a male model. So fashionable.
Deep guy.
What's his name?
I know from the Don't Make Me Do Moscato or something.
That's a type of alcohol.
No. Mugatu.
It's a derelict guy. Moscato. No, that's what you drink.
Did I get it wrong?
No, it's Mugatu.
Mugatu.
Next question. Locked away in a jail, helping a young detective, craves human flesh.
Ew, I don't know if I'm gonna know this one. Locked away in a jail, helping a human detective.
Young detective.
A young detective.
That craves human flesh.
You know, I can tell. Alana knows.
You don't know?
I don't know either.
Come on, this is like a...
Oh, wait, okay. Locked in a jail, helping a detective. Is it like River Song or something?
No.
She's not a villain.
Three, two...
Yeah,
nope.
I give up.
Okay. It's Hannibal Lecter. Silence of the Lambs. He's like...
So do I. And Alana said she avoids scary movies. I agree.
Okay. Let's see if you get this one.
Okay.
He killed her husband. She was pregnant with his kid. Last on death list 5. Ooh, I stumped you again.
Death list 5?
Yeah.
Is it like a... Honestly, from the half of Walking Dead I've seen, that could be that one Sean guy, but I don't think he kills the main character.
No.
So, I don't know.
It's Bill from Kill Bill. Have you seen Kill Bill? Yeah. There's two movies.
I know the last half. The second one.
Yeah, she kills him at the last half.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Okay.
I knew that she killed her husband. I didn't know she was pregnant with his child or something.
Yeah, she was pregnant with his child.
Nice.
Yeah.
She sliced the forehead off somebody. And I was like, okay, I'm not.
She was pregnant, and then they tricked her and made her have her baby, and she didn't know about it. I think though, I can't remember. I've seen it a long time. It was a long time ago, but then she meets this kid, and she's like, yeah, this is your daughter, and she's like, and she's like, she still has to kill him. He's a bad guy.
She forgot about her kid.
I don't know. She was she thought she lost the kid, but she gave birth, and then he kept it from her. I spoiled it for you. Spoiled it for all of you.
Oh yeah, we should just...
Okay. Last question. Feeds on human blood, named after a love interest, an exotic plant. It's a plant. send help. It's Audrey 2 from Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, I don't know any of those words.
Little Shop of Horrors?
No, never even heard of that.
You've heard of Little Shop of Horrors.
Alana's heard of it. She hasn't seen it.
It's like
transcribing her words.
It's classic.
I know they can't hear you.
It's a classic film.
I know. No thanks. These are the kind of movies we should be watching when we hang out and watch movies. Not
okay. Yeah, we should just stop. We should watch real movies.
All right, let's watch real movies.
After we finish Orange is the New Black.
Yes. Guys.
Okay.
Watch that show.
So that was the last of my questions. So how many did she get right?
I think, according to this tally, she got 5 correct.
Ooh, and I have 4. So we're still...
Yeah, we evened out.
We evened out. Okay.
Did you only ask 8?
Yes, I asked 8.
You only ask 8.
I only asked 8. And okay. We still got the yoga... It's peaceful. We're gonna change it up now, though. wait, where was I?
Sudden switch.
How do I go back? Okay, so are we playing next, Alana the intern?
We're playing a tribute to Hoodie Allen, who actually had a show here last night, and Make It Home. It's off his new album, so it's pretty good.
Perfect. You're tuned in to UCLARadio.com. This is Game Time.
Game time.
Okay, stay tuned for more questions and trivia.
Hello and welcome back to Game Time. I'm Megan.
I'm Melissa.
And I'm winning.
Send help by 1 point.
By 1 point.
Okay, taking score for us and playing music today is our lovely intern,
Alana.
Hello.
Hi. It's good to see you.
So I just asked Megan some questions, so now she's going to ask me some questions, and we'll see. We'll see how it goes, and she'll be doing the sound effects, too, so.
Yay. Oh, yes, I will. So, my next section was kind of inspired, inspired by, you were born in 92, right?
Yes.
So you were what you would call a 90s kid?
I guess, yeah.
So, close. You were a kid in the 90s.
I was a kid in the 90s.
All right, so this section is called Only 90s Kids Will Get This.
Okay.
And I know that you played some 90s, didn't you play some 90s music this morning?
I did. I played some Sneaker Pimps and some Massive Attack.
So, yeah, you should totally get this, because unless you weren't a 90s kid.
Wait, how are you inspired by this?
I was inspired by the fact that you played that this morning.
Oh, okay.
This was last minute a little bit. Yeah. Well, I actually was going to do, historical trivia in general, and I would sort of put half of it together, and then I saw that you were playing 90s music, so then I just switched it to all 90s trivia, because that's... More funner.
One more time. Say the.
Only 90s kids will get this.
Perfect. We're going to make that a liner.
Okay.
A recurring show. Okay.
Right. A recurring trivia?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Numero uno. What are the names of the brothers from the 90s supergroup Oasis?
What? I know Gallagher.
No, this is multiple choice.
Oh, okay. I thought I would have to say it. Okay. I clearly got this one.
Yeah. Was it Paul and Ringo, B, George and John, C, Mike and Dave, or D, Liam and Noel?
No, Liam and Noel. Noel Gallagher.
That is correct.
Supergroup
Oasis. That's what the website said. I almost wish that you could see the websites that I got these 90s trivia questions from, because they were glorious.
Okay,
so what was Musical DJ? What was the biggest selling single of the 90s? Was it I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion,
it's that one.
Candle in the Wind by Elton John, or I Would Do Anything for Love
by
Meat
Loaf? My Heart Would Go On.
I took this test, and I thought the same as
you. Are you serious?
But apparently it was Candle in the Wind.
By Elton John?
Yeah, the biggest selling single.
Are you serious?
Because I thought that it was My Heart Will Go On, too, but maybe it was,
trivia on this, and I think that, maybe.
I mean, this website said that, and I believed it, so.
Okay. I mean, because, I have distinct memories. Like, my mom, when I was, 5, she made me learn that song and perform it at parties, and I hated it. She would have, a little cassette tape with the karaoke version on every single family party. I was like, Mom, they've already seen me do this. It's not funny anymore. I don't even like this movie. She was like, Titanic. I was, 5.
Yeah,
was,
it's a long movie.
There's a naked woman in it. I don't want to see it. I'm going to go play with my Barbies.
I liked that movie, but I just could never see through. The first time I saw it all the way through, it was probably like 15 because I just couldn't. When I was smaller, like I could never sit through like the hours and hours of people just slowly drowning.
VHS, like everyone was watching it all the time, and I was like, I didn't get it.
Didn't it come out on like two VHSs because it didn't fit into one? I'm pretty sure. Titanic. Ugh. JK, Celine, heart you.
Love you.
I know you're listening. Which artist, again with music, which artist had the first number one rap single of the 90s?
Oh,
was it MC Hammer, B, Criss Cross, C, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, or D, Vanilla Ice?
Oh, send help, because like the number one...
The first one, though.
Oh. No, the first one was Blondie. It was... Blondie did a rap song, and it was, like, number one on the charts, like, in the 80s.
Okay, well, first of these. Well, in the 80s. It says in the 90s.
I know, in the 90s, so. But I know it's Rapture by Blondie. Like, I know that's the answer.
Rapture?
Rapture, yeah.
I like that name for a rap song.
Yeah. Oh, well, so there's MC Hammer.
Yeah.
Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
What else?
Criss Cross and DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
They're like the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
I don't know.
Then it's that one. No? Send help. Yeah. I know what it was. It was MC Hammer.
No, I thought I actually put MC Hammer because I had to like do the quiz to get the right answers, and it was Vanilla Ice.
I could see like Ice Baby.
Yeah, I think it was Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah, probably. That's the only thing.
That's the only one, yeah. I mean, I don't think it had any other number one singles. Okay. What was the biggest TV show of the early 90s? Was it...
I wasn't alive in the early 90s. I was like two.
But you're a 90s enthusiast.
Okay.
When you were a baby child and your mom was taking care of you, what TV show was she watching? Was she watching A, Sweet Valley High, B, The A-Team, C, The Simpsons, or D, Baywatch?
Number one?
The biggest TV show of the early 90s. That is correct.
Yeah, yes. I was
going to
say Simpsons.
I know, I said Simpsons. I was wrong. Okay. And you were right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you remember Take That? No.
No.
Pretty sure it was a TV show.
What was the premise of a show?
I don't know. They had members. How many members of Take That were there by the end of the 90s? Was it 4, 5, 3, or none of the above?
5, 4, 3, or none of the above.
That's the order that they did it in. I was like, K.
5, 4, 4.
It was none of the above. True question, because they split up in 96.
Did you know that?
Oh, no.
But usually when there's like a none of the above question, I just...
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Yeah, I was going to do that too, yeah. But...
Oh, could have been trick. It was a trick. Self. It was like a double trick question. Okay. Another 90s TV show that I got right, so maybe you'll get right.
Okay.
Which 90s TV show featured the characters Tommy, Zach, Kimberly, Billy, and Trini? Was it the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers? B, the Beverly Hills 90210? C, Saved by the Bell? Or D, All That?
Can you say the names again?
A, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Like the names of the people.
Oh, Tommy, Zach, Kimberly, Billy, and Trini.
Those are the Power Rangers. I'm pretty sure. Okay.
Yes, they are.
I remember Kimberly because everyone wanted to be Kimberly.
I know. I was like, Kimberly. And I could tell, like, by the way she spelled the name, too. I was like, ugh, I remember that.
How do they spell it?
K-I-M-B-E-R-L-E-Y.
Oh.
And word was like wrong. And I was like, no, 90 says right.
90s. I need 90.
And I remember Trini because wasn't she like...
The Asian one?
Yeah, I was going to say...
The yellow one?
I was going to say the yellow one, and then you said Asian one. Oh, the 90s.
Okay,
so speaking of All That, which was not the right answer for the one before, which girls group sang the theme song for All That? Was it A, 3LW, B, Destiny's Child, C, TLC, or D, En Vogue?
We're going to go with En Vogue.
That is...
No.
Wrong. It was TLC.
I was gonna guess that was my like
they were like don't go chasing is, all that
is it really
no I have
okay,
no
I was
idea
like, freak out. Wait, a guy who went to my high school was I think he was in All That. He was one of the guys in it.
Maybe they're a backup dancer.
The one
oh in All That
was All That. I think it was him.
I don't know. Good for him.
Denzel Whitaker. I always get it messed up because there's a Forest Whitaker and Denzel Washington and he's like a combination. So look it up.
I
went to my high school.
Not gonna.
In my middle school.
I'm very jealous of you.
Okay.
Star Spangled High School or Middle School.
Okay.
Okay, so which teen pop idol was not in the Mickey Mouse Club? Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, Jessica Simpson, or J.C. Chazes?
Jessica Simpson.
That is correct. Yay. Oh, whoops. Correct.
Correct.
Wee.
I know Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears, and I know J.C. Chazes.
Same, so I guess J.C. Chazes, but I was wrong. Okay, here's a South Park question.
Oh, I don't watch that show.
Who is Eric Cartman's father? A, his grandfather. B, his uncle. C, his mother. Or D, Brad Pitt?
His grandfather.
It was his mother. Because, quote,
Does he turn into a...
Eric Cartman's father is his mother because, you see, she's a hermaphrodite, yeah. And you can, like, figure it out, was the quote from the website.
Oh.
Last question. Music question.
Okay.
What was Metallica's original name?
Oh, what? They had a... Okay.
Yeah, apparently they had a different name.
Okay.
Was it A, Slayer, B, Metal, C, Death Warriors, or D, Hardcore?
Gonna go with, how is hardcore spelled?
It's two words.
Okay. I'm gonna go Slayer. Oh.
That is correct!
Yes, I watch too much Beavis and Butthead sometimes.
Yeah, actually, I think it referenced that show. It was like, as seen on the like, t-shirt and whatever.
Okay, cool.
Well, there you go, you got some more right. Okay, what is she at now, Alana?
You got another 5 right, so your total score is 9.
Okay, well...
You got half of those, 50%.
Okay. Well,
congratulations.
We'll see what happens next. So, yeah, I have some questions for Ryan. I have 10 more questions for Megan to see who will win. And Alana is going to play some music. Which one do you want to play?
I think we should play High 808 by Blue Scholars. And this is, like, kind of inspired by their childhood. They lived in Hawaii, so...
Okay.
Is that a highway in Hawaii?
It might be. I know that 808 is like the area code on all the islands, so it's for the phone number. Yeah.
Cool. All right, you're tuned into Game Time on UCLAradio.com. We're Mondays 4 to 5. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/UCLA Radio. No.
Game Time.
Game Time on UCLA Radio. That's it.
Beautiful.
All right.
Here we go.
Hello. We're back.
My name is Melissa.
I'm Megan.
This is Game Time. We're here with our intern, scorekeeper, and DJ.
Alana.
The intern. All right, and what's our current score, Alana?
Let's see, Melissa has a total of 9 points and Megan 5, but Megan has another round to catch up.
So we'll see.
Final round.
All right, so I have a little word game for you. You are an English major, I realize that, but this one, I don't know if it necessarily applies. I don't know if your English major will help you.
I don't know either.
This is a segment I like to call Major Major.
Is it about literary analysis?
No.
Okay. Well, then I'm diving.
So all of these answers will have some sort of military rank in them. Doesn't need to be a person. Some of them are people or characters, but it will have a military rank title. And part of the game is after every answer, you have to say sir.
Okay, sir. So... Does this mean that are all the answers? Sorry, I can't read them from here. Are all of them fictional or nonfiction?
The characters I have down are all nonfiction.
Okay.
No, fiction. They're fictional characters.
All fictional.
They're all fictional, but I also have non-people words in there.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a word game more than it's a people.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready? Okay.
I am ready.
All right. This is your first. Maybe I'll give you. I didn't put these in easy to. Hardest, but whatever. Okay. This man is found ordering around the frosted flakes in your pantry.
Okay. I know it's Tony the Tiger, sir, but I'm trying to figure out how that's...
Well, they also do Cheerios and...
Oh, it's General Mills, sir.
That is correct. Okay.
Yay.
Cool. So you got the idea. So, like,
yeah,
General Mills is not a real person. Okay. This low-level military man insists you stay off his lawn.
Low-level sergeant. No, I don't know what that means. Private property?
Yes! It's private property. Next question. If you have a run-in with the law, this man will bring the consequences.
Sam is not military.
No.
He's a military symbol.
If run in with the law, he'll bring the consequences. General, major. I'm just thinking of like military words that I know now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is the cop count in the military? Cops? No, it's a play on words. So it's probably the something of justice, supreme justice,
corporal punishment.
Get it? Death? Or is it
no, that's punishment? That's capital punishment.
Capital, you're right.
Okay. Because Latin word capital comes from the Latin word that means head, which is like behead. Corporal means body, like corpus or corpse.
Corpus, habeas corpus or something.
Yeah, so corporal punish means like a whipping or something done to your body, but not death.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There now. Now you know.
Now I know.
Okay. Next question. I don't know if you'll get this one. Ground control is trying to reach this spaceman. It's a song. I'll give you that hint.
Ah, ground control. Is it something with Houston? We have a problem? No. I don't think
should
I sing
a
song.
Ground control to...
I don't know.
Okay, I'm not gonna... It's Major Tom. Major Tom?
Nope. Nothing.
It's famous.
Well, not famous.
It's famous. That's... Yeah, anyway, I'll play it for you then.
I'm like deliriously hungry right now, too. I feel like it's really affecting my brain.
Okay, so. Next question. Singing a happy tune, this man goes up and down the piano board, keyboard. A happy tune.
Okay, singing a happy tune, this piano man goes up and down the keyboard.
This man goes up and down the piano keyboard.
Oh, the piano keyboard. Singing a happy tune.
It has to do with music.
I know.
I'm stumping you on these word games.
You're really getting me. Is it like general finger movements?
No. Also, you didn't say sir. So. It's. I would have accepted major key or the major scale.
Oh, okay. Like the movement. I was thinking of like a person.
Well, major key or major scale.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. This man had his humble beginnings on the cob. Do you know it?
Something
Alana's
corn.
Laughing. Yeah.
Obviously. I don't think it is a general corn, sir. No.
No. I'll give you another chance.
Can I get a hint?
No, but you have corn right.
I know I have corn right. It's Private Corn, sir.
Colonel Corn.
Oh. Oh. Get it.
I like that. That one was clever.
That's a good one.
Okay, next one. This man of rank roams the sky in the northern hemisphere.
This man's rank?
This man of rank roams the sky in the northern hemisphere.
That's the Northern Lights, but they're also called the
It's a constellation.
Oh, northern hemisphere. Ursa Major, sir.
Yes. Oh, I played the wrong one. You were right. Okay. We got two more questions for you. Hero of a popular children's potty humor comic book series.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. Hero? I don't remember. It's a name of a character.
Yeah.
And I can't. Is it like Diary of a Wimpy Teenager? Mm-mm. No. Well, then I have no clue.
Okay. It's Captain Underpants.
Oh.
Tra-la-la.
All right, give me the last one.
This is the last one. This one's my favorite one. Keep this one covered or get arrested for indecent exposure.
Private area.
Oh, you're so close.
It's private parts.
Yes. Private parts, sir.
I don't have to salute anymore. We're saluting in here.
We just saluted.
I don't think I got enough to win, did I, Alana?
That's the final score.
So you guys are actually tied.
What?
Megan, that
she got. Wait, I got 5 in the last one.
I know, but you were behind. Remember?
Oh, are we tied?
I think
we're equally. We're equally
Yay!
The same.
Thank you, children.
Well, I guess then we're both good teammates.
Yeah, we are.
Or like good hosts for the show because it seems like
we're equally matched.
At least 9 out of 20 score on the trivia.
Yay!
Yay. All right, this is Game Time on UCLAradio.com. We will be podcasting this episode if you missed any of it, so tell your friends. You can subscribe in iTunes. Find out how on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/gametime on UCLA Radio. Be sure to like us. And if you want to compete, let us know right on our wall. We'll get you in somehow. We'll do it.
We will.
We'll do it. I'll do it for you.
We won't be having a show next week, though, because
no.
There's not school on Monday.
But Veterans Day.
Yeah, it's Veterans Day. So generally taking a day off. You're on your own for trivia. But the week after, we will be back.
We will be back, and we will see what happens. Okay, Alana.
Stay tuned after us for
sports.
Sports.
Okay.
It looks like they're raring to go. So
they look like they're ready.
It's going to be a great show.
Okay, so tell us, lead us out with the song, Alana.
Okay, so we've heard a little bit of both Hoodie Al and Angie Easy, so we're going to play their collaboration, which is Lady Killers.
You're tuned in on to Game Time, UCLAradio.com. We are every Monday from
4 to 5.
See you next week.